time, direct from Hollywood. Radio versions of the finest motion pictures with Hollywood's greatest stars. Today, the radio production of Paramount's picture, The Major and the Minor, starring Robert Young and Joan Caulfield. Once upon a time in 1941, just before we entered the late Great War, there was a suburb of Los Angeles called, New York City. And in this city lived a little lady named Susan Applegate. And boy, was she lonesome for her old hometown of Stevenson, Iowa. She was trying to make a living in New York by being a hair and scalp expert, of all things. Well, one day she went to the office of a certain Mr. Osborne to give him a scalp treatment when things suddenly came to a head. No pun intended.
Susan Applegate, eh? Well, Susie, just slip out of your wet coat and into a dry martini, hey?
Oh, yes, he was quite the rogue with Mr. Osborne. Well, one thing led to another until finally Susan led to Mr. Osborne's chin with a hard left and ran for it. Right down to Grand Central Station. The first step towards Stevenson, Iowa, the old hometown. Ah, but there was immediately a hitch.
$32.50 for a day coach to Stevenson.
That's it, lady.
Oh, but it was only $27.50 when I came to New York.
It went up.
But all I have is $27.50. I've been saving that to go home on.
Sorry, lady. Do you want the ticket or not?
Can't I please have it a little cheaper? I don't take up much room. Look at me. I'm tiny, petite, dainty.
Sorry, lady. Only ones who go half fare are kids under 12. Now, please move along.
Oh, no wonder New York has such a big population. You can get in, but you can't get out.
Don't ever underestimate the Middle West and its tiny, petite, dainty people like Susan Applegate. Susan vanished into the ladies' room. And 5 minutes later, emerged even daintier, tinier, petiter than ever. The brim of her hat was turned up, her stockings were rolled down. Her skirt was shorter, and her hair let down was longer. Get it, folks? Catch on? Half fare for children under 12 years of age.
A basket, a basket, a green and yellow basket. I wrote a letter to my love, and on the way I dropped it, I dropped it.
All right, girlie, drop it.
Huh?
Ticket, please.
Oh, here.
A basket, a basket. Yeah, just a minute, young lady.
Hmm?
How old are you?
Gonna be 12 next week. A basket.
Aren't you pretty big, 12?
Oh, we're Swedish. You should see my brother Olaf. 6'2" and only in the 5th grade.
Does that mean he's big for his age or dumb for his age?
Oh, big.
You look kind of filled out for 12.
Oh, glandular trouble.
Wait a minute, girlie. If you're Swedish, say something in Swedish.
I want to be alone.
Look, miss, you better come along with me.
Who, me? Excuse me, please.
Hey, where are you going?
I can't tell. Excuse me.
Hey! Hey, you! Come back! Stop! You! Hey, you!
Oh, I've got to get away from the conductor. I've got to hide somewhere. Oh, here. Drawing room, eh?
Well, what's this?
Hello.
One of us is in the wrong compartment, little girl.
I know. I'll go in a minute.
Does your mother know you're in the wrong car?
Oh, I'm traveling alone. I just happened to get sicky in the day coach.
Sick? Oh, that's too bad. Where are you headed for?
Stevenson, Iowa.
What? Why, you can't sit up all night in a coach. You're going to sleep right here. I'll ring for the porter to make up the...
Oh, no. Please don't ring for the porter.
Why not?
Oh, because he's got long yellow teeth and a little bit the eyes. And his hands have black fur all over them.
Really?
Uh-huh. And the first time I saw him was in the asparagus forest.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the wonderful sideways aeroplane.
And then in the wizard's palace. And every time I have a bad dream, I see him again.
No. Don't get excited, child. I'll make up the birth myself. What's your name?
Susan Appleby. People call me Susu.
Susu? I'm Major Philip Kirby.
Major? Like Major Hooper in the funny papers?
Well, just about. You see, I'm not on active service. I just teach at Wallace Military Institute for Boys back in Indiana. Well, I hope you have a nightie in that overnight bag.
But, Major Kirby...
Now, just think of me as your uncle, Philip, Susu. Now, suppose you go into that little room and get into your nightie.
Yes, Uncle Phil.
And just sing out if you have any trouble with your buttons. Susu? Good morning, Susu.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a good night's sleep up there?
Oh, fine. Thank you, Uncle Phil. Why is the train stopped?
Oh, we've been stopped for hours. Tracks up ahead are underwater. We'll be stuck here for quite some time longer, so if you'll just stay right there in bed, Uncle Philip will go up to the diner and bring you back a nice breakfast. Now, don't you stir from where you are.
Philip! Philip, darling!
Oh, dear.
You go in first, Father.
See if the coast is...
Hi, Philip.
There must be some mistake. Pamela, come in here.
Well, what's the matter?
This isn't Philip's room.
Oh, we're so sorry. We're in the wrong drawing room. Or are we?
We certainly are not. I'm sure that Philip's cap is hanging there.
Sing the song.
Oh, that's Philip coming now.
4:20 Blackbird. It do. Pamela. Colonel Hill.
Don't speak to me.
Huh?
Go feed your mysterious companion.
Major Kirby. I'll have you cashed out of Wallace Military Institution for this.
Oh, now, wait, Colonel. Listen here.
We drove 27 miles over washed-out roads to take you home because we'd heard the train was stalled. And what do we find?
Now, Pamela, listen to me.
And you on your way back to see your fiancé.
Come on, daughter. No place for decent folks.
Goodbye, Philip. I hope the young lady enjoys her breakfast in bed. Come along, Father.
Indeed.
Oh, murder. Am I in hot water?
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's really my fault.
Oh, no, Susu. Only now I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to get off at my station and come with me.
Come with you?
Yes, to Pamela and Colonel Hill's house to clear this up.
Well, sure. It's the least I can do, Uncle Philip.
Major Kirby? Your presence in my home is an impertinence after what happened back on that train.
But, Colonel Hill, if you'd only let me explain how...
Father, let Philip explain, if he can.
I'm just asking both of you to brace yourselves to meet this woman of Babylon as she really is. Susu, you may come in now.
Yes, Uncle Philip?
Susu, this is Pamela Hill, my fiancé, and Colonel Hill of the faculty of Wallace Military Institute for Boys.
Hello. Why, Philip.
I think she's just a child.
Oh, how utterly beguiling. Oh, Philip, you darling.
It's our fault entirely, Major. Faulty reconnaissance work, that's what it was.
May I go home now, Uncle Philip?
Oh, she calls him Uncle Phil with Father. How beguiling. How completely beguiling.
Oh, you can't go home, Susu. Not with the tracks underwater for 2 more days.
You like boys, don't you, Susu?
What kind of boys?
Little boys.
Lots of boys.
Cadets at the Institute here. Uncle Philip is going to have you meet the whole battalion.
And there's a military ball day after tomorrow.
And you're going to stay right here in this house.
But I don't...
Now, come on upstairs, Susu. I want you to meet Lucy.
Lucy?
And by the way, Philip, I've written General McWhirter's wife in Washington about your transfer.
Oh, really? Maybe I'll be getting a telegram anytime.
You might.
Great.
Come along, Susu. Let's go meet Lucy.
Lucy? Who's Lucy?
My little sister, just your age. She'll be your roommate.
Roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Oh, Lucy, I like your room. And you have goldfishes, too.
They aren't solid gold, so relax.
Look at the one sticking his nose up. I bet he wants his dinner.
One more word like that out of you, and I'm going to be sick.
Huh?
Listen. Maybe you can bluff grown-ups with that act, but you can't bluff me.
What?
It's perfectly apparent to me that you're no child. You're 22 if you're a day.
Okay, Lucy, you win. When are you going to tell your sister Pamela?
I'm not going to tell her.
No? Why not?
Because she's a stinker. Major Kirby hates his job here. He wants to transfer to active military service. But, oh, no, Pamela likes it here. So she's pulling strings behind his back, so he'll never get his transfer.
Why tell me about it?
I expect you to help.
Me? How?
We shall discuss this more anon. Okay, come in. Oh, the Army.
Miss Susan Applegate?
Yes?
The cadet adjutant regrets he cannot escort you to go canoeing this afternoon, but has ordered Cadet Lieutenant Clifford Osborne to take his place.
Who fixed all this up for me?
Major Philip Kirby, Miss.
Uncle Philip, remember?
May I assure you, Miss Applegate, that you will find Cadet Lieutenant Clifford Osborne very amusing and plenty good-looking, too.
All right. Where is this Cadet Lieutenant Clifford Osborne?
I am Cadet Lieutenant Clifford Osborne.
A dismal creature, if I may say so.
Move over on the seat, will you, Susan?
Hey, not two on a seat, not in a canoe.
Oh, sure. Now, the topic for this afternoon is my theory about the recent fall of France. Now, say your right arm is the big Maginot line.
That's where the real dynamite is.
Precisely. So I pin down the big Maginot.
Yeah?
Then I pin down your left arm, the little Maginot line.
Now, look here, strategy. Take it easy.
Now, give up. How about a kiss?
Hey, you're rocking the boat.
One measly little kiss. Come on. Oh, come on.
Hey, look out. Oh, we're going over.
Here. Hold on to me. Or we'll get you home and out of your wet clothes into a dry martini.
Hey, where have I heard that before?
Susu, I'm worried about you.
About me, Uncle Phil? Mm-hmm. Why?
You had a nice time today, didn't you?
Well, yes.
Well, you see, that's what I want to talk to you about. You see, Susu, you have very nice eyes and rather, well, for your age. Making you singularly attractive to boys. You see what I mean?
I think I see what you mean, Uncle Philip.
Oh, I don't mean you not to have dates or a little flirtation, you know. I want you to keep right on having a good time, but not too good.
I understand, Uncle Philip.
Knock when you enter a room, Lucy.
It's my room, isn't it? Now, look at this letter. I just deemed it open in the kitchen. My dear sister Pamela wrote it. Read it.
Cornelia, darling, you beguiling creature.
Cornelia, darling, is someone Pamela hardly even knows, but who happens to be the wife of General McWhirter in Washington. You know what that perfect pussy of a sister of mine is writing there? Telling Cornelia, darling, to get the general not to transfer Philip to active duty.
You know, Lucy, I begin to understand how you feel about Philip.
All right, so what do we do?
You say Pamela doesn't know this lady very well?
Hardly at all.
Well, suppose someone who sounded like Pamela called up Cornelia, darling, long distance, and made a pitch in favor of Philip's transfer.
Hey, would you do that for an old pal, Susan, huh?
For an old pal, Lucy, and for Uncle Philip? Why not? I'll put a call through right now. What? Can you speak a little louder, Cornelia, darling? You beguiling creature. Would you speak to the general about Philip for me? You see, he's so desperately anxious for active service. And I'll go anywhere he goes. Iceland, Trinidad, Honolulu, anywhere. You will? Honestly. Oh, Cornelia, darling, you beguiling creature.
Well, that concludes Act One, and now it's intermission time on Hollywood Star Time. And before we continue with Act Two of today's play, here's a musical change of pace by Harry Zimmerman and the orchestra featuring the Four Little Sisters.
Thank you.
Hollywood Star Time continues now with a radio production of The Major and the Minor, starring Robert Young and Joan Caulfield. The Major and the Minor comes to you through the cooperation of Paramount Pictures, whose current release is the Hal Wallace production, The Strange Love of Martha Ivers, starring Barbara Stanwyck, Van Heflin, and Elizabeth Scott. Joan Caulfield appears today through the courtesy of Paramount Pictures and will soon be seen co-starring in Monsieur Beaucaire. Now, Act Two, The Major and the Minor. Homesick and discouraged in New York, Susan Applegate just had to get back home to Stevenson, Iowa. Not having enough train fare, she posed as a 12-year-old girl, met Major Philip Kirby on the train, and has wound up at the Indiana home of Pamela Hill, Kirby's fiancée. Tonight is the night of the military ball at Wallace Institute for Boys, where Major Philip Kirby teaches. And all the boys, including that more elderly boy, Major Kirby himself, are giving that remarkable 12-year-old the big rush.
Excuse me, Miss Applegate.
Oh, Uncle Philip. Hello. Nice dance, huh?
Well, it would be an even nicer dance, Susu, if this one were mine.
But it is. I saved it for you, Philip. Uncle Philip, that is.
Then come on, let's cut a rug.
But, Dad, I gotta have $3. I've got to.
Now, Clifford, I came all the way from New York City. Well, I think you'd want to spend some time with your father.
This is a dance, Dad. This is a dance.
Stop that.
The only way I can get a dance with Susu is to buy one from Jimmy McDougal. And he's asking $3.
Oh, Susu must be quite a girl.
There she is, Dad. See? In the blue velvet dress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $3, did you say?
Dad! Dad! Hi, Dad. I want you to meet Susu.
Susu, huh?
How do you do, Mr. Osborne?
Haven't I had the pleasure before?
I don't think you've had the pleasure.
Are you sure we haven't met someplace before?
Take it easy, Dad. I saw her first. May I have this waltz, Susu?
Pardon me, son, but may I have this waltz, Susu?
Major Kirby.
Oh, Susu.
See what I mean?
Susu, our dance again, I believe. Excuse us, gentlemen.
Yeah,
come on, Cinderella. One, two, three. One.
I must have met her somewhere.
Nah.
I must have.
They couldn't have.
I must have!
Telegram
from
Major Philip Kirby. That's you, Uncle
Philip. Oh, excuse me a moment, Susu. Corporal, here, Corporal.
Oh, a telegram for you, Major Kirby.
Thank you very much, Corporal.
Yes, sir. Not at all, sir.
Maybe this is from General McWhirter about my transfer, I hope.
Well, open it.
Yeah. Keep your fingers crossed, Susu.
Is it what you wanted?
Is it? It certainly is.
Oh, I'm so glad for you,
Philip. Excuse me, Susu, will you? You know, Pamela did this for me. Excuse me. Pamela? Oh, where is she? Pamela? Pamela!
But, Philip, the telegram says we part to Washington in 1 week.
Well, what the deuce, Pam? You wanted me to get it, didn't you? You got it for me.
If I did, it was a mistake. I'm sure it isn't too late to correct the error I've made.
Pamela, there's going to be a war.
Oh.
Well, there is. These are orders that we've asked for. To ask for them to be changed again is... well, it's unthinkable.
You mean I have to accept you, transfer and all, or not at all?
Pamela, you bewilder me. First you get me the transfer, then when it does come through...
Oh, that's quite enough, Philip. Will you please excuse me?
Pamela, I... Pamela spelled backward is Alamap. That doesn't make any sense either.
You said you couldn't dance well.
Ah, that was the old Uncle Philip.
You just reversed beautifully.
I am magnificent. I've just been through an experience that should have crushed me. But look at me. The newer, the better, the lighter-hearted Uncle Philip. I've only felt this way once before in my life.
When was that?
Long ago. I was in love with my dancing teacher. She was 38 and I was 12.
Uncle Philip, I'm only 12 too, and you know what?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I'm always off schedule on my crushes, about 25 years.
Excuse me, Miss Hill.
Yes?
I'm Cadet Osborne's father.
Yes, Mr. Osborne.
That girl in the blue velvet dress dancing with Major Kirby again.
Susan Applegate.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had a crazy notion she was a little bit of fluff from a scalp massage place in New York named Susan Applegate.
What did you say, Mr. Osborne?
Well, only that Susan Applegate was a few years older. 23, I bet.
Tell me more, Mr. Osborne. Do tell me a lot more.
Susu, darling.
I'm out here on the terrace, Pamela.
Oh. Waiting for someone, Susu?
Uncle Philip. I've been chatting with an old acquaintance of yours.
Who?
Or perhaps I should say an old customer of yours. When you massage sundry scalps in New York.
Mr. Osborne.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You can fire when ready, Pamela. Well, first, you came here posing as a child of 12. Then I suspect you arranged that transfer of Philip.
Yes, I did.
First, you took over my fiancé's career. Now, you'd like to take over my fiancé.
Well, you don't love him.
Oh, leave that to me, will you? Either you leave as you came, as little Susu Applegate, or there's going to be a nasty scandal about someone being cashiered out of the service. There's a train leaving tonight at 11:40, allowing no time for goodbyes. You understand, Miss Applegate?
All right, Pamela. I'll go.
And by the way, after you've gone, Major Kirby and I will go ahead with our plan and be married on the 15th. If you don't mind.
Well, that's about all, folks. That's it. That's the story. Susan Applegate went back to Stevenson, Iowa. Hey, that's an unhappy ending. This won't do. Let's see. Susan hadn't been home in Stevenson more than a week when the front doorbell rang. Susan, looking her age, 22, if it was a day, opened the door of her mother's cottage. Pardon me, is this the home of...
Well,
Susan, look at you. Why, you... And you're not, besides...
No knees.
What goes?
Won't you come in, Philip?
Well, sure, but I mean I have only a few minutes between trains. I'm headed for the West Coast. I looked you up. I wanted to see you again. I wanted to ask you why you left a week ago without saying goodbye. But look at you. You're so beautiful. Lovely. My, how you've grown.
How was the wedding, Major Kirby?
The wedding? Oh, fine. The colonel was gay as a goat, arches of swords for the bride and groom, all very okay. Everyone sends his love. The colonel, Cadet Osborne, Company A, Company B, Company C, Company D.
And Mrs. Kirby?
And Mrs. Kirby. Mrs. who?
Your wife.
My wife? Oh, Pamela didn't marry me.
But the wedding, Philip.
Oh, Pamela married someone else she had on her string. Someone solid and dependable.
Oh. Oh, Philip, darling.
Now, then, Susu, how fast can you pack? 5 minutes? 10? 12?
Well, what's the hurry?
Well, my train leaves in 15 minutes. You're coming with me.
Where to?
We're stopping in Nevada. You're going to marry a soldier, a brass hat named Kirby.
Oh, Philip.
Now, never mind. Get busy. And, wait a minute. Train fare. Money. What do I use for money?
Money? Train fare?
For you. You're my responsibility now.
Train fare? Oh, that's easy. I can turn up my hat and roll down my socks and hike up my skirt and let down my hair so no one would know I was a day over 12.
Oh, don't be silly, Susu.
Well, why not?
Why not? Why not? Why, you just never get away with it. That's why not.
Uncle Philip, are you kidding?
Thank you, Robert Young and Joan Caulfield, for your visit today to Hollywood Star Times. This radio production, which came to you direct from Hollywood, was written by Milton Geiger and produced by Robert L. Redd. Hollywood Star. Star Times brought you another radio version of one of Hollywood's best motion pictures featuring Hollywood's outstanding stars.